And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carly Bigelow, holistic health practitioner, and I'm joined with Dr. Brooke Morfette, and we're going to discuss today seasonal living. If you never heard about seasonal living, it's all about aligning your life with the seasons, basically. You're going with the natural cycles of the season, what you eat, how you move, and even your mindset. And it's not just in your head that our bodies are deeply connected to nature's rhythms. So we're going to dive into seasonal living, what it is, why it matters, and how to make it work for you. In winter, nature slows down, animals hibernate, plants rest, and yet we often try to power through as if it's still summer. Seasonal living encourages us to adapt instead of resist, embracing the slower pace with warm meals, restful evenings, and self-reflection. Spring, on the other hand, is about renewal. Everything wakes up, and so do we. It's the perfect time for light, fresh foods, decluttering, and setting new intentions. Each season brings its own energy, and by leaning into it, you can feel more balanced and connected, both physically and emotionally. This isn't about a complete lifestyle overhaul. It's about small shifts, like eating seasonal foods or adjusting your sleep schedule, but those can have a big impact. So I'm going to pass it over to Brooke, and she's going to give you some nutritional tips.
Okay, this is one of my favorite topics. I was just talking to a friend about it, actually. So I'm just going to dive into some nutritional benefits and why we would want to, you know, align nutrition with nature. But before I jump into that, I think it is really cool to, you know, take a step back and kind of pay attention to your body and your body's wants and needs. And I don't know about you, but me personally, when fall comes around and winter comes around, I definitely want to slow down a little bit. And it's interesting. Yeah. Right. And then you're right. In spring, you're like rejuvenated and, you know, new goals and all excited. So I think it's interesting that once you do some deep diving research into this, like there's a reason your body feels like that for each season. So just breaking down some benefits with nutrition and nature. So number one, and I would say one of the most important, is it's better for your digestion. So it's easy for your body to digest certain foods that it naturally craves. So for example, in the summer, we want the berries, we want the watermelons, the cucumbers, the foods that are high in water for the most part.
And cold.
And then, what's that?
And cold ones. Cold
and cold ones, cooling, refreshing. And there's a reason we're in the scorching heat all day and moving our bodies probably more than we are in winter. So our body's craving that for a reason. And then into the winter or the fall months, when we start getting into, you know, the pumpkin, the squash, maybe more potatoes, things like that, it's actually more high in fiber, a lot of those vegetables. And that's because it's more of a slow burning energy. So our digestive system, you know, uses that to balance our bodies out in the cold weather. And obviously this goes back to back to hunter-gatherers, all of that, where they were only eating what was readily available at that time. But our bodies are actually designed, our digestive systems are actually designed to eat like that. And I know I digest things better. I mean, a high fiber meal, I'm digesting it better in the winter than I am. It's bogging me down in the warmer months. So that is probably the basis of nutrition and eating with nature. But it also goes, it dives into your immune system. So again, we're designed to have certain protective mechanisms that we're craving during each season. So one of my favorite ones is, again, the squashes. This is just because we're in a winter.
Yeah.
It's snowing now.
Yeah.
So the squashes, those pumpkins, they're all high in beta carotene, which will convert to vitamin A. And that's one of the most important nutrients for our immune defense. So I think it's super cool that as soon as the weather starts to cool down, our bodies start to crave that a little bit more. And again, it's to boost our immune system a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're smarter than you think. Another one, it actually is helpful for a mental health boost. So not only when you're eating what you're craving, it's just going to be a more satisfying and enjoying meal overall, but eating seasonally actually provides your body with nutrients that support neurotransmitter production, which will then improve your overall energy levels and your mood. So that's really important for us in the darker months that everyone says they're going into that seasonal depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So eating the way your body is designed to is supposed to help support us through that. So I think that is, at least in, you know, this part of the country, one of the most important takeaways is if you listen to what your body is craving, it's supporting you and through these dark times.
A lot of people really miss that, I think.
Yeah.
Memo.
I mean, I am one, I crave warm foods all the time, but I would say, for example, I love smoothies in the summer, but they're not appetizing for me at all in the winter. My body is like, get that away from me. That's not what we want right now.
Right.
I actually had an acupuncturist. I have to look into it. I've never done it before, but she suggested warm smoothies in the winter.
Oh,
so I don't know exactly, you know, what you're warming or how you do it, but I've had patients talk about it and say they love it for the winter. So stay tuned.
You know what's viral on TikTok right now?
What?
People using bone broth as hot chocolate, like instead of water, and I haven't tried it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. I've seen somebody like test their children out and trick them, you know, into doing that, and they couldn't tell the difference. I mean, how cool though.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
So yeah, that's a good one. So okay. Stay tuned. We'll update you on that. But I think that's so cool. Let's see a little bit more. I mean, obviously the variety of foods in each season just helps with the variety of nutrition overall. I like to say, so eating what is available at your local farmer's market is always going to help making sure that you're eating, well, one, locally sourced, but two, what is readily available for that season. So you're going to be eating seasonally. You're not really going to be seeing berries, things like that, that are typically around the summer. You're not going to see them if you're going to the local farmer's market in the winter. So one, it is that helps the environment and your community. I love that a little bit. Supports your local farmers, but it is just going to, that's an easy way to ensure that you are eating seasonally. And I guess an easier way to kind of tap into what your body is craving, because that is what your body should be craving in those seasons.
It's all really good tips to listen to your body.
It's an easier way to listen to your body. And it is really interesting when you do notice these cravings at certain times of the season. So I love it.
Yeah. And the same can be said for aromatherapy. In the winter, mm-hmm. you're using warm grounding oils like cinnamon and frankincense. And those make you feel cozy and want to snuggle up on the couch.
So but cozy. I love them.
Yeah, but it's also good for immune support. But then also flower essences. You got the Star of Bethlehem, which is something that is used around this time of year, but it's for providing comfort. And in the spring, you're using bright things like lemon, peppermint, which those things also, peppermint is one of the things to help cool you down. So in the summer, that's good. Peppermint's also great for fleas and ticks, and that's what mm-hmm. we use. So you need that in the spring. And then allergies, you can use Allium Sepa for your allergies. Iced teas in the summer, but warm teas in the winter. I always crave that. And then in the fall, we really want to tap into like the grounding scents, like cedarwood, patchouli, and those are calming. And it really helps you to transition into each season. So just to recap, that was just a few simple ways. I mean, we could dive into this and keep going because it's not just about these small changes. And once you adjust with these small changes, you'll get into those even bigger changes, but those would just come naturally with the seasons. So remember, you want to focus on eating seasonally, fresh in the summers and springs, and then hearty in the winter and fall. And also adjusting your sleep. Go to bed earlier in the winter when the nights are longer and enjoy more daylight in the summer. And then also move with the seasons. Gentle yoga for winter, walks in the fall, and lots of outdoor activities in the spring and the summer. Also, another one that most people don't think about is decluttering. We always spring clean, and that's because it's making room for new energy to come in. Getting rid of all that hibernating winter stuff and
opening up
summer positive, uplifting energies. And also celebrate the seasons. Embrace what each season offers, like building a snowman in the winter or planting flowers in the spring. The small shifts will make a big difference in how connected and energized you feel year-round. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.